free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max, and Black Sabbath invented metal.
They did invent metal.
Yep.
The metal. And you're the world's best cat dad, according to your mug.
I am, according to my mug, and according to myself.
That's something to be proud of, though.
I make up extemporaneous lyrics to extemporaneous songs that I extemporaneously sing to my cats.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Hey, this is the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And let's get our sponsor out of the way. We only have one this week.
Do it.
Black Label Supplements.
Black Label Supplements.
BlackLabelSupplements.com. If you need protein powder, any kind of supplements to get your healthy, if you're still on your, I had a whole spiel I was going to do. I'm going to try it over. Black Label Supplements.
BlackLabelSupplements.com. Black Label Supplements.
If you're still on your weight loss journey, you go to the gym regular, you need supplements or whatever, go to BlackLabelSupplements.com, use code Shane15 and save yourself some money on some supplements. They have everything from pre-workout to whey protein to, creatine to fish oil pills to whatever you need. Just no injection stuff because you don't need to do that.
Right. Yes.
So yeah, BlackLabelSupplements.com, use code Shane15 and save yourself 15%, 10%, something somewhere in there. It'll save you some cash, and their pre-workout's really good. I've had some of their pre-workout, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Now, Shane, question.
Huh?
What if I want to?
What if you want to inject some shit?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Cool. That's all I needed to know.
You know, you want to do some, you want to run a stack? That's what they call it.
Is that what
they
call it?
That's what the bros call it. A stack.
What I want to do is I want to create like a creatine jelly, super heated, and inject it straight into my dick vein.
I don't think it's going to do anything.
It'll probably melt off my dick.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
All right. And then you'll be a weird guy walking around with no dick.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to tell a fable.
I can tell a fable about how I lost my dick.
Every party you go to, here comes that dickless guy.
It's like, oh, geez, Max just got here.
Come on, man. Max, come on.
Very first thing I do is start tapping a fork on a glass. Can I have your attention, please?
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I lost my dick?
Here's what I did.
I ordered some creatine. I made a jelly. I injected it into my shit and split in two.
Split right in two.
Then it melted off.
Then it melted off. Let me tell you, that was a unique sensation.
And the song by Dead Milkman was playing on my CD player, Detachable Penis.
Oh my God, I love that song.
I do too.
What a good song.
Detachable Penis. I can't remember how it goes, but it's a fucking wonderful song. It's like the only song by Dead Milkman I think anybody knows.
Yeah, let me tell you something that happened to me once.
What?
You ever fall asleep with like your music going?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I fell asleep, and that song came on while I was sleeping, and I had that dream.
And having
it was, like, narrated to me, and I had it. I experienced it.
You know, speaking of dreams, I had some idea a couple of nights ago, dude. I had some weird, this weird-ass fucking zombie dream.
Yeah.
And it was weird.
All right.
Like, because I was watching The Last of Us, which is a really good show.
Yeah. Have they released season two yet?
Yeah, they're like three seasons in. I won't tell you anything. It's good.
Three episodes into season
three
two?
Three episodes in.
I'll have to check it out.
But, so I was watching a couple episodes of that, and I passed out, and I had this fucking weird-ass zombie dream that I was in this fucking neighborhood, and, like, the people were fucking people, but they were actually those fucking zombies in that show. Like, their heads would split open, and they'd do that fucking weird shit that the zombies do in that show.
Yeah.
And they became all, but they were, like, normal. Like, you'd be talking to them.
Right.
Like, what's up, dude? What's going on? And all of a sudden, oh, I'm good.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They can't see me.
They can't. What happened was Shane's face just split open like one of those fungus zombies.
Dude, and it was like, I haven't had a dream like that where like, you know how sometimes when you have bad dreams and like you're getting chased in your dream and like all of a sudden you wake up and you feel it?
Yeah.
Like you feel a little scared?
Yeah.
I haven't had a dream like, and I woke up and I was like a little scared.
Yeah,
and
it the
was
adrenaline like, pumping. Yeah.
Like I was, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I'm like, fuck, it was pretty real. It felt pretty real, but it was hard going back to sleep after that.
All right.
But yeah, it was a fucking weird dream about zombies. That's it. That's right. It.
Cool.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
Oh, man. There's going to be like a rap showcase happening locally.
Is there?
Yeah. I saw a sign for it while I was walking the dog today.
In Cotati?
I don't know if it's in Cotati, but it's going to be like local. And I know it's local because the sign was written on cardboard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's how you know they're going to get down.
Yes.
And they're going to throw some shit.
Yes. But that sign.
Like answered, 8 Mile style? Is it 8 Mile style?
I don't know. But that song answered a question that I've had for a few months now.
That sign?
And that is somebody has been putting up these cardboard signs all over town constantly, and they just say, listen to the Young Ye.
It's probably him.
And I'm like, what the fuck is the Young Ye?
A rapper?
And apparently, yeah, because the Young Ye is one of the acts at this rap showcase.
Yeah, he's probably not even young.
Yeah, and it's written like on the same cardboard with the same Sharpie.
Right. Well, if it's written on the same cardboard with the same Sharpie, I would bet this guy's young. Unless he's smart and he's like in his late 20s and he's like, in order to appear like a Young Ye or whatever.
Right.
I need to make it like look like it's a kid fucking writing these fucking posters. So I'll just do it on some cardboard.
What if he's just like a cover act doing Kanye's stuff from like 2006?
I don't know. That would be weird. Because I don't think he would do the new Kanye song.
No, but he would totally do like, get down, girl, go ahead.
He just released a song about his cousin.
Yeah.
Like, looking at dirty magazines with his cousin and like, doing stuff with his cousin.
Doing.
I haven't heard it myself.
Okay.
But what the fuck, Kanye?
Well, you know.
What are you doing?
Kanye is out there just being real as fuck. Being more real than you want him to be.
What are you doing, man? What's going on? Are you just dealing with all that shit now? And you're like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should just rap about it. I should just rap about it.
Yeah.
Because his cousin's in prison, so his cousin's probably not going to hear the song.
No, but his cousin's probably, you know. No, he probably is going to hear the song.
Maybe.
Because somebody in prison's going to be like, yo, hey, Kanye's cousin.
They probably
is
don't
this
even
song
know.
About you?
He probably don't even know he's his cousin. Unless he's one of those guys that like walks around and he's like, Kanye's my cousin.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Kanye's my cousin.
Unless he's one of those guys who like likes to keep a low profile, you know he's dropped to at least a couple of people like, yeah, Kanye's my cousin.
Yeah, or he's like, I'm really disappointed about it. He's like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Once you tell one person Kanye's your cousin, right. The word will spread.
Yeah.
And then every time Kanye tweets something crazy, everybody in the fucking prison is going to be like, yo, what's your cousin tweeting?
We always have fun with Kanye on our show. We've had a few episodes where we always love it when Kanye does something.
Kanye is my... He's like a bipolar icon, you know?
Yeah. What would the world do without Kanye bipolar crazy stuff?
What would the world... I mean, seriously, because the thing about Kanye is like he's that one thing who you can rely on to be preposterous.
Yeah.
In a way that will ultimately cause no damage to anyone but himself.
Right.
And so you can just be okay with the little bit of chaos that he causes in the world, right?
Yeah, right. His little chaos he causes on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's good. You need Kanye. You need a guy like Kanye in the world to kind of balance out all the shit that's going on.
Yeah, it's like he's like out there shaking. Like, imagine the world is an omelet, right?
Right.
And the omelet's a little bland, and so somebody just shook a little Kanye pepper on it, and every now and then you get some of that Kanye pepper. You get a little kick.
You get a little kick. And
you get a little kick. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt anybody.
And you're like, you know what? My life isn't like Kanye, so I'm pretty okay.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, that was flavorful. So yeah.
That was pretty fun to watch for a week.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do with this song. I'm pretty sure it's going to get a bunch of downloads in the next week. Everybody's going to talk about it oh my God, he wrote a song about having sex with his cousin.
Yeah. And also, if I'm being honest, historically speaking, in any, almost anywhere, historically speaking.
Somebody's had sex with their cousin?
No, I'm just saying, like, in your community's pool of, like, people who are eligible for you to marry, everyone at the top of the list is your cousin. Historically speaking.
Somewhere down the line.
Right. So, fucking banging your cousin looking at porn when you're a kid ain't that big a deal.
Yeah, but it's going to be a big deal to some people. I agree with you, but there's people out there going to be like, oh my God, Kanye needs to be banned from the world.
You're absolutely right. And here's
some Karen somewhere is losing her shit right now.
Yeah, she was cool with the fucking anti-Semitism.
Probably not.
there is out there some Karen who was cool with the fucking blasphemy, calling himself God, and the anti-Semitism and the Hitler worship and all that. But the thing that's gonna break it for this particular Karen
is
that he hooked up with his cousin while they were looking at porn. And the thing about it that's really going to tweak her out of joint is that they were looking at porn.
Yeah.
I guarantee that there's going to be a person like that in the world. Yeah,
it's the porn. It's not the fact.
It's not the incestuous stuff. It's the porn.
It's the fact that you're looking at dirty, dirty porn. Mm-hmm. Come to realize in my old age that porn ain't that dirty.
Depends on the porn.
Well, it depends on the porn, but I don't know, man. I think people kind of looking like they think it's so bad. It's like there's some dudes out there that's all they got.
Yeah.
That's all they got. I mean, I think it'd be different if you're like some dude that's spending $3,000 a month on fucking OnlyFans. But if you're just looking at free porn.
Yeah. Then again, if you got $3,000 to burn, like if that's just chump change for you.
Yeah.
Fuck it. If that gets your rocks off, go for it.
And the girl sends you her used panties. That's something I don't get.
Yeah. All that said,
yeah,
you could get a real girlfriend.
You could
for $3,000 a month. There's a gold digger out there who will do you.
There's
in real
somebody
life.
Out there that'll be like. But see, here's the thing with most that I've been starting to realize,
because
I've been trying this dating thing for a while now, and I've started really like I've mellowed out. Like I'm not trying to go out on dates. I'm not like fucking on any dating profiles or anything. If it happens someday, it happens, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of dudes that they're just like, I'm not dating. I'm not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching this thing where these guys, and here's where it kind of clued in, where these guys were pretending to be Walmart employees, and they were going up to girls telling them that their car fucking was getting towed.
Uh-huh.
And they would fucking take them out to their car, and they would fucking...
And kidnap them. Yeah.
And it's like, dude... Really?
Yeah.
But that's fucked up.
It is fucked up. But generally speaking, yeah, that's another thing that has, you know, a long and storied history.
Well, yeah, but my point to this is like, so women can't feel safe anymore. So anytime a guy approaches a girl out in public, it's not, you can't just go up to a girl and just say fucking hello. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come across as creepy, or you're going to come across as like, what do you want? It's like, you can't just say hi to somebody these days.
You can. You cannot determine what their reaction to that hello will be.
Yeah, I can see that. I had a point to that, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere that's, like, safe. So,
all right, good.
I'm going to move on.
Stop now. Quit while you're ahead, for sure.
I'm going to move on to something else, because there's something else I was thinking about.
All right.
I'm going to totally change the subject now.
Let's do it.
Because I want to get out of that.
Let's do it.
You ever, like, I know you don't have a Facebook anymore.
I technically do, because you can't fucking get rid of a Facebook account once you have one.
But you know how people, like, post ads on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
People, like, companies or whatever, they post ads on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook makes money with ad revenue.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what's weird?
Yes, please.
Not Facebook ads, they're not weird. But what's weird is when fucking people comment on the Facebook ad.
Like it's part of the social media?
Yeah, like it's like, for example, like some airline's running a special, like you could go from here to there for like round trip for like $350, right? Mm-hmm. And you look on the comments, there's always some motherfucker that's just like, oh, you know, I really wish I could do this, but, you know, I lost my job too. It's like this fucking paragraph. It's like, I lost my job like 2 months ago and $350 is still a lot of money to me. And my grandkid got sick and yada, da, 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 da. And it's like this whole life story. And then the comment underneath it, somebody else like, this is a really good deal. I should really look into it. And it's like, it kills me that people comment stuff. Like they think that people from the company are going to read their comments.
I bet that the company does hire somebody to read the comments, at least glance at them.
Probably some intern.
That said, Shane, it has never once occurred to me to read the comments section of an advertisement. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking entertaining. You really should.
Though one of my favorite genres of reels, which is something on
Yeah, I know what reels
Instagram.
Are.
Anyway, one of my favorite genres on reels now is they'll show you a clip of a reel or a post of somebody mm-hmm. that somebody made on Instagram.
Right.
And then it will show you like a bunch of the comments, like mean,
yeah.
vicious,
yeah.
hateful comments
yeah.
or comments that are just like, you know, the picture is a guy with a big forehead and it's a bunch of comments about Mr. Fivehead and how he can think yesterday or whatever. It's great.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that, but I mean, dude, if you've never been on Facebook and you just want to entertain yourself for like, you know, 10 minutes while you're pooping or something.
Hold that for a second. Uh-huh. I said, think yesterday. I meant remember tomorrow. All right, continue.
Go on an ad, any ad on Facebook and look at the comments section. It is fucking hilarious.
I need to just do a deep dive into comments.
Yeah. I used to do a thing a long time ago. Me and Ron used to do a thing a long time ago mm-hmm. on Facebook where we just joined these random groups.
I remember.
And we would say like the worst shit possible to these people.
Yeah.
And get kicked out of these groups. It was like to see who could get kicked out of the group first.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun back in the day. It was such a way to just kill time. Mm-hmm. Like you just say some off the wall shit, like in some Christian group or something. Like, you know, the other day, the devil put himself before me and said that if I did not want to go to hell, I needed to comment on this post.
And so here I am, gargling mayonnaise and commenting on the post. Yeah.
It was just, we would just say some off the wall stuff. And we never got kicked off of Facebook or nothing. We got kicked out of a lot of groups.
Well, you know, Facebook has always been... It's always been hard to get kicked off of Facebook.
Yeah, I know people that have.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, okay, it's kind of, you're right, it's kind of hard.
There was a period of time where if you hit the right, like, cultural buttons, right. they would just be like, nope, you're gone.
Yeah.
But I think that time's passed.
My favorite was the fucking UFO people. That was the funnest I think I've ever had. Was being in a UFO group and just going back and forth. That and the flat earthers.
Mm-hmm.
Dad and the Flat Earthers was going back and forth with people talking about if aliens are real or not.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know what? I'd always throw in a, you know what? I don't think they're real. And all of a sudden, people would be after me.
I have, that gives me an idea. And I just want you to tell me if I might be onto something. If I wanted to fuck with a UFO, you know, the truth is out there, UFO group, would it work? If instead of denying UFOs, I insisted that they were in fact angels,
that could work. That was an avenue Ron went down, I think.
Yeah,
or at some point we just started saying they're like spirits or something like that. Yeah. But like they always get freaked out if you bring aliens and some form of religion in.
Uh-huh.
They always get freaked out.
Yeah. 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 Yeah,
like, absolutely. Oh my God, you can't do aliens and religion at the same time. You just can't do it.
You can't.
My favorite group was the Flat Earthers, though. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my God, these people.
I like the Flat Earth group that spent like tens of thousands of dollars to create these elaborate experiments and ended up proving that the Earth was round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite I went back and forth with this one guy in this group for like a month and a half. And I would just throw these comments. He'd be like, you got to do your research. The earth is flat. And I'm like, okay, pal, if the earth is flat, where is the end of it? I want to walk off of the end of the earth. Mm-hmm. Where is it? And they can never tell me where the end of the earth was. Mm-hmm. Like they can never, it's somewhere, you know. I'm like, no, if you think it's flat, mm-hmm. tell me where the end of it is so I could just fucking walk off into space.
Well, don't walk off into space. Take a picture.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I go walk off into space in my happy little way. And they'd be like, are you thinking about suicide? And I'm like, no, I just want to walk off into space.
Yeah. Though I have a reasonable question.
What's that?
Once you're like over the end of the earth, right? Does the air stop? Is there no more atmosphere?
Yeah. That's what I want to know. Like, or is there like a bubble that goes over the earth, like in the Simpsons movie?
Did that happen?
Yeah, they put Quahog, because that's Family Guy. Whatever city they live in.
Springfield. Oh, the Sims, where they put a bubble over Springfield. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But I don't think the whole earth is in a bubble. But, you know, flat earthers are funny to talk to sometimes.
Yeah.
There was another what the fuck I had that we were talking about earlier in Oakland.
Oakland, California. Oh, yeah. Oakland, yeah. That's a town.
Not a nice place to live.
It depends on what part you live in.
But Oakland has its history, and Oakland's on the comeback. Mm-hmm. If you graffiti in Oakland, say Max one day gets a hair up his ass, and he's like, I'm going to go graffiti some shit.
I just tag the word ass on somebody's wall.
On somebody's wall.
Yeah.
Like, business or whatnot. Do you know who gets in trouble for tagging that? And if they... Do you know who gets in trouble, like, if they leave it there?
I think I know what you're getting at.
Right.
And that is, you know, if the property owner, if they leave it...
More than 10 days.
Yeah, unfixed.
Right.
Then that's like a...
They can get fined up to $6,000.
Yeah.
And you know what the tagger gets?
A week in jail.
And $1,000 fine.
$1,000 fine.
Yeah. That means he could get out of jail, pay the $1,000, go back to that house and write ass again.
Uh-huh.
And that guy has another 10 days to clean up before the city said, hey, Oakland, what the fuck? What are you doing?
I think that's an example of two unrelated laws coming into contact.
No, I'm pretty sure it's one law from the research I did on it.
I promise you it's two unrelated laws. I promise you. I promise there's not one law that says if this crime is committed, the victim has to
Here's what's going on now. I guess the mayor got into some trouble in Oakland.
Yeah.
So they're doing a whole re-election. The guy that's like the top running guy to be the candidate for the new mayor mm-hmm. says he's going to do away with that when he gets elected.
Yeah.
Especially the people that get the hardest are the people that are in Chinatown and in Oakland because they get tagged on all the time.
Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, Oakland, again, what's going on? What are you doing?
But again, what I'm pretty sure it is you've got...
You're ruining my what are you doing?
I might be ruining it, but I'm setting the record straight. If you have defaced property, you have to reface it or else there's a civil fine for having like, you know, an eyesore in the public site or whatever.
Right.
Which is separate from the crime of the defacing.
See, there you go. Ruin my, what are you doing?
I'm ruining your wedding. Yes, I understand that. Also, I'm pretty sure that election already happened, like last week.
Yeah, they said it was going to happen April 28th. So yeah, it happened last week.
Holy shit, it's May 1st?
Yeah.
Hey, it's May Day.
Yeah.
Workers of the world unite.
Yeah, apparently there's a bunch of people not going to work today.
Yeah, it's International Workers' Day. traditionally a good day for a general strike.
And then the 4th is Star Wars Day.
Yes, may the 4th be with you.
Is that an actual holiday now, or is it just still like just like...
That's just a cultural thing.
Yeah, because you know what the day after is?
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, they won the battle, but they lost the war.
Yeah, so they gave them Cinco de Mayo.
They got Cinco de Mayo.
We'll give you May the 5th.
Yeah.
What are you going to call it? Cinco de Mayo.
Well, you know, it's not the most creative. But then again, most people call Independence Day 4th of July.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
We're silly people.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. And what else is there? There's something else I wanted to talk about. I had it. You know how sometimes you have stuff like, oh, I want to talk about that.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. That happens to me frequently. And as we're recording, it fucking melts out of my brain.
That Facebook thing that I was talking about, commenting on ads.
Yeah.
I've had that for like 3 months. And I just, and every time we go to record, I always forget to bring it up.
Okay.
But yeah, man, if you're a person that likes comments, excuse me, I've just burped.
Right into the mic. Lovely.
Editing will take care of that.
Uh-huh.
If you're a person that likes commenting on Facebook ads, let us know why you do it. I'm curious.
I don't know if I've ever commented on a social media post in my life.
That's not your friend?
No. Even that is my friend.
I've commented on posts before.
With the exception of a, like, happy birthday to somebody's birthday post, I don't think I've ever...
It's just weird. The commenting on ads thing is just weird to me. And it's always, like I said, it's entertaining. Like, if you got 10 minutes, maybe you're on the toilet, whatever, you're looking at Facebook, you're face pooping, and you're looking at Facebook.
Yeah. I don't do it. I've not looked at Facebook in like 10 years, but.
And it's always like I said before, it's always like these paragraphs of like these long stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's never just like, oh, that's a good product. Like somebody, I read one about a product review. Somebody, like, there's an ad for like a product, right? I can't remember what it was, but it was just the ad for the product. I think it was laundry detergent or some shit. And this lady left this post, like a review of this laundry detergent. And, she's like, I would give this laundry detergent 0 stars because it doesn't smell. It doesn't smell fresh.
Do you know what the true smell of clean is? It's nothing. If you can smell nothing at all, that means it's truly clean. If you smell some kind of like spring, autumn mist scent, fresh scent.
It's covering your shit up.
That's literally chemical poisons that smell weird that they put on there.
And it's going to give you some weird. It's going to give you some weird rash.
And it's going to give you some weird rash and you're going to grow a fucking dick out of some like... Like the side of your ribs, a little mini dick is gonna form,
and then instead of Max being the weird guy at the table for melting his dick off, you'd be the weird guy at the table for having a dick on the side of your rib.
At least if you made the mistake of going around like either shirtless or with a hole in your shirt just for the dick,
just to show it off.
Yeah.
Hey, this is bigger than my actual dick.
Personally, if it was me and I just had a little dick growing out of like my rib area, I would probably just wear like a tight undershirt to keep it pressed down and not tell anybody.
Right.
Or I would flaunt that shit
and fuck with people. Right.
And it might just depend on like the situation.
So maybe what happens is your actual dick got melted off and all of a sudden you got some weird laundry detergent.
Right.
And then you had a dick grown out of the side.
That's my own, my only dick is the weird little micro penis grown out of the side. But I have a pocket on the side and I can sort of take it out like the fly on the underwear, right? I could just sort of fold it out there.
That brings up a good question. Would that side dick have the same functions as your regular dick? Like, would you pee out of it or would it just be like there?
So ideally, yes, but that would require an entire like inner plumbing system. And I feel like that's just too much to ask.
Yeah, I don't think weird body detergent would just... Jenner would just mutate your fucking insides.
That said, what if you grew a dick where your nipple is and the nipple becomes the head of the dick and it starts shooting milk? It pees milk.
That'd be some fucked up shit.
That would be some weird stuff.
And
if it happened on both nipples, I bet you could become like an OnlyFans billionaire. You'd probably be the only one with little nipple dicks. Little
nipple dicks. And that could be your stage name.
Yeah, little nipple dicks. And now coming to the stage, it's little nipple dicks.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Give it up for little nipple dicks.
Little nipple dicks. Yeah. All right. And his fucking sidekick, the Young Ye.
Yeah, is it the Young Ye or the Young Ye?
Oh, it's the Young Ye.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the guy's like 28.
I hope he is.
That guy's like 28. and he still lives at mom and dad's, and he's an upcoming rapper.
So now I know what the Young Ye is. That's my big victory for today.
I'm just making some, I don't know if that's who he is, but it's probably some kid in your neighborhood, dude.
No, I see, because there's like signs for him on Santa Rosa Avenue and down in Petaluma. They're fucking all over like the 101 corridor here.
Really?
Yeah.
Never seen them.
Yeah, they're just written on cardboard with Sharpie and fucking stapled to a telephone pole.
That is some guerrilla fucking marketing right there.
It is, but it's fucking like you see the same fucking, because it's the weirdest fucking thing, and you see it and then you start noticing it all over the place.
It's like just the same pen, same everything.
Yeah.
That's fucking, that's actually kind of genius.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's kind of genius.
Yeah.
Young Ye.
The Young Ye.
The Young Ye rap battle.
Yeah.
Where's the rap battle?
I don't know. I honestly don't care. I'm not going to go, so I didn't really pay attention.
Why are you going to go? You don't want to feel like the weird old guy?
First off, I don't think it's a rap battle. I think it's a showcase.
And you don't want to feel like the weird old guy at some rap showcase?
I don't want to be the weird old guy showing up to the rap showcase, especially because I've never been a rap fan for the most part. I mean, there's the occasional album that I love. Fucking Deltron 3030. That album is 25 years old now, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien?
Not a fan.
Well,
I'm more of like a Wu-Tang guy.
Okay.
I'm more of like, I like a lot of East Coast stuff.
Oh, good for you. Del's very local.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, he's got a,
I've never, that kind of marketing though, that reminds me of like when I used to play in bands and we used to take flyers.
Yeah.
We used to post flyers all over the fucking place.
Yeah. With the staple gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we never got that smart to post them on the 101 corridor or anything like that.
Well, they're not like on the highway, but right, just like those towns along the highway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a sign or two on like busy roads.
Right.
Just stapled to a telephone.
Yeah. That's gotta be some like 2 o'clock in the morning going out fucking.
And I think, you know, if it was like a printed out thing on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper.
Right.
And you're driving past, you wouldn't be able to.
Maybe that's why Young Ye did it that way.
But it's on a big ass piece of cardboard, just written in fucking black Sharpie in these block letters.
Young Ye.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah.
Way to go. Hope you win that rap battle.
Yeah.
Get some cash, or you get signed at the showcase, or whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah. I really don't care. there was a mystery in my life. It's been solved and I have moved past it.
The Young Ye mystery.
I mean, I still technically don't know who the Young Ye is, dude, what his body
you,
of work
like, I'm
is.
I'm telling you, he's like some 28-year-old dude that still lives in with his parents.
Could be a lady.
Could be a lady, but I just have this image of him being this like 28-year-old dude that still lives at home. And his mom's like, are you gonna ever get a job, Edward? Mom, how many times I gotta tell you my name ain't
Young
Edward?
Ye.
It's Young Ye. My name ain't Edward no more. Yeah. Call me by my street name. You grew up in the suburbs, Edward.
Yes, on Laurel Street. And on Laurel Street, they call me Young Ye.
You go out on the street and ask him. You go out on the street and ask him about Young Ye.
Yeah, you do that.
Dude, this guy, that kid's going to probably hear our podcast. He's going to be like, they're making fun of me. I got to take care of him. All of a sudden, some white guy wearing a wife beater and fucking too big fucking sweats shows up at Max's house with a fucking gun.
fucking the guy from the fucking like Pretty Fly for a White Guy music video.
Exactly.
That's him. That's him.
Shows up at Max's house with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Why are you talking shit about me on your podcast, yo? Yeah. Dude, we were giving you props.
Yeah.
That's some guerrilla.
Excellent marketing.
Excellent marketing. We're not even rap fans and we know who Young Ye is.
Yeah. I don't know who Young Ye is. Only that Young Ye is performing at this showcase. Yeah.
And he exists.
He exists.
Oh, that was funny. Just the guy from the fucking Pretty Fly for a White Guy video. Full on, dude, with the visor and everything, just shows up at Max's house with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's so funny to me, but he's just like, yo, Whitey.
Yo, Whitey.
Hey, Edward, what are you doing here? My name not Edward, yo.
So I have somebody to pick up, coming to pick up the dog right
okay,
now.
Well, that's our episode. If that'll, you guys like it,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, comment.
Comment.
On Facebook.
Yeah,
do we have any presence?
We do have Facebook presence.
Do we actually?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
And we have Instagram. We have all that stuff.
All right.
Until next time, America.
Yeah. Don't shit yourself or be a dick.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.